It's April 27th, and the logbook.com's escape pod continues on its course back through time. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1981, the modern computer mouse was born at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. The basic idea of the mouse, and even a working model, had existed since the 1960s, but that prototype only worked within a tightly confined space, more of a mouse tray than a mouse pad. Steve Jobs and a delegation from Apple visited sometime later for a tech demonstration and assimilated the new point-and-click technology into Jobs' concept for a next-generation computer, the Macintosh. In 2002, Pioneer 10 called home for the last time. NASA's record-setting unmanned space probe made its final successful contact with Earth, 12 billion miles from home. With its nuclear power system fading fast, Pioneer 10's transmitter was still sending a carrier signal as late as 2003, but no readings or data could be extracted from it. Born today in 1932, voice actor and DJ Casey Kasem. You might know him from American Top 40 or as the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, but early anime fans know him as the voice of Mark, heroic commander of G-Force in Battle of the Planets.
What kind of giants could be up on Space Island? How about those giants carved on Monument Mountain? Request security clearance for flight to Space Island.
Sheena Easton was born today in 1959. In addition to ruling the radio in the 80s, you may not recall that she was a guest star on Highlander the series. Born in 1963, writer and 21st century Doctor Who showrunner Russell T. Davies, who brought Doctor Who back to TV. Ralph Waldo Emerson died today in 1882. In 1977, actor Stanley Jones died, a decade after he smuggled the first Tribbles aboard on Star Trek.
You're a difficult man to reach, but I have something from the far reaches of the galaxy. Surely you want...
Not at your price.
Oh, what is it? Is it alive? May I hold it? Oh, it's adorable. What is it?
What is it? Why, lovely lady... It's a Tribble.
Dr. Gerard K. O'Neill died in 1992. He was responsible for incredibly futuristic thinking in the area of building massive space stations. Technology, to say nothing of space exploration budgets, still haven't caught up with his vision. In 2002, science fiction novelist George Alec Effinger died. On this day in 1956, Godzilla stomped onto American shores, even though he was still flattening Tokyo. Raymond Burr starred in a drastically re-edited version of the first Godzilla movie imported from Japan and retitled Godzilla, King of the Monsters, introducing American audiences to the big green scaly guy. In 1974, one of the most popular Doctor Who monsters made its last appearance on TV for nearly 40 years. The Monster of Peladon, pitting John Pertwee against the Ice Warriors, marked those green scaly guys' final TV showing until the 2013 episode Cold War. Talk about going into cold storage. In 1982, jukebox maker Rockola had its eyes on the arcade. The game was called Eyes, and it wasn't a big hit. And in 1985, Duran Duran was interrogated on the Max Headroom show.
Well, this is it, folks. Big interview time. Is this exciting for me, or is this exciting for them?
Them.
That's right, them. Because, of course, je have avec moi l'actuel
Simon
Le Bon. I haven't heard of him either. And Nick LaRose. Hi, guys.
Hi, Max.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.